Israel Kamaka Viva Ole there with In This Life. Now, to complete this hour, we want to pay our respects to a generous Hawaiian man whose mission for the past few years has been to spread aloha, to teach visitors to the islands about the spirit and the culture of the Hawaiian people. Manly Kanoa was a gentle giant, a man with a big heart who went out of his way to help a number of us writers with the written Hawaiian language. Manly was especially helpful to Michelle Winner and myself as we worked on some stories from Hawaii. We've had Manly on the radio show since then. Sadly, Manly passed away unexpectedly last month following complications from surgery. Our America's correspondent Michelle Winner, herself Hawaiian-born, pays this tribute to Manly Kanoa. Mm-hmm.
Tell us about Manly Kanoa. We know what a great guy he was, but and tell us why we're talking about him.
Well, aloha kākou, everybody, and it's great to be back on the show, Graham. We wanted to mark the passing of a true gentleman and a kanaka maoli, Hawaiian-born in Hawaii. Manly ku'u aloha ho'ina ole kanoa. And he was a friend to you and I, as you said. But didn't you notice he had an inner light and he had a heart of kindness and patience and he was always really loving? What's interesting about that is his middle name, I was looking it up today, and you know they're given by a treasured kupuna or grandparents or friends of the family or even someone that has seen it in a dream. You can be named by many things, but it's a treasure that you have your entire life. And his name means don't forget my aloha or remember my love or remember my aloha. And how aptly named is he? Well, Ku'u aloha po'ina ole.
Yeah. A giant of a man, but a gentle, a gentle giant and a gentle man, I found. Tell us about, we first met him, I think, at a travel writers conference in Hawaii. Was that like about 5 years ago?
Gosh, it was exactly right in May of 2013 at the Hilton Hawaiian Village.
Yeah, and he taught us about the, well, you had a bit of a head start having grown up in Hawaii, but those of us who were wondering what are these apostrophes in the Hawaiian names that he was taking us through, these serious tongue twisters, mm-hmm. wasn't he?
They really were, but he did it in such an intelligent way. Of course, don't ask me to go through any of the drills, but he really had a gift for teaching.
He did.
Well, I was just going to read a really sweet note we got from his friend and business partner, Pamela Davis Lee, about how we found out about his passing. In early October, Manly had to undergo surgery with the expectation that recovery would take a few months. But while in recovery and still in the hospital, Manly underwent two emergency operations. The weeks following were very difficult for him. With a heavy heart of sadness, I am letting you know that Manly passed away on Tuesday, November 13th, knowing that his children and grandchildren surrounded him with their love. As you know, Manly and I were business partners for the past 5 years. We built Hukupa'a LLP on a foundation of Hawaiian values and on a cultural sense that was strengthened by working with you. Manly would have wanted you to know that he adored you for your big Hawaiian heart of generosity, pure goodness, and vision to share who we are as Hawaiian cultural practitioners. Malama pono, Pam. That just made me cry.
Yeah, what's malama pono mean?
Doing the right thing always.
Right.
Doing the right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we should explain to listeners that Manly was somebody who was teaching the Hawaiian spirit to anyone who wanted to learn about it. And he would do that to tourists, to local business people. He sort of taught management training via the use of, you know, the Hawaiian culture and the spirit of Hawaii.
Yeah, that's exactly.
So I think he was more than just somebody who was helping us with language, and he certainly did that. And he was very gracious and generous with his time, and very kind to us when we when I might have put my cultural foot in my mouth and said the wrong thing or written the wrong thing. So he was great, and we really appreciated his help in looking through the script for us and helping us with the detail. He's somebody who but made a mark well beyond Hawaii, though, Michelle. I mean, he studied in Hawaii at the local high school, but then he went to Dartmouth College and did a master's at the University of Virginia. So he was actually well-trained in this area that he subsequently did work in, this whole area of management training. Also, tourism-related training in Hawaii through the Native Hawaiian Hospitality Association, which I think is where we first met him, wasn't it?
That's true. He and Pam were with that organization and subsequently formed Hokupa'a as partners.
It was a learning opportunity that he saw, and he certainly grabbed it with both hands. He had plenty on in his life, but he found time to give plenty of that effort to help us. And I think the fact you were born in Hawaii probably helped, Michelle.
I don't know. He was the kind of man that I know when he met you, you were immediately connected. It's just that unusual gift that he had, and that it so goes with his being Hawaiian.
Yeah.
And yet it's something that comes over you. Hawaiians have sayings, of course, I'm not going to look that up for you now, but they have sayings about show, don't open your mouth, do. And it certainly came through with him, although he was a master storyteller.
Yes, and when I asked him to do me a little bio for the book, but he started to tell a story about how he really felt he was connected, not so much in genealogy, but through the series of natural phenomena that occur in Hawaii. So you probably know the story better than me, Michelle, but he did in that particular document that he produced for us, and this is, I think, a good learning for people. He called it The Identity of Manly Kanoa. I'm not going to attempt to pronounce his middle name, but he talked mm-hmm. about how Hawaiians are defined by a mountain, a valley, an ocean, a wind, and a rain, and then they worry about genealogy. And so he talked about his mountain,
Ko'olau's?
Yeah, the Ko'olau Range.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, that's a backdrop to Diamond Head, right?
Yes. Yeah, it's the other side of it. Okay,
and he talked about his ocean being the Pacific Ocean off Waikiki. And then he mentions, of course, the healing waters of Waikiki. Now, we've heard about that not only from Manly, but from some other cultural practitioners we've interviewed here on Travel Writers
Joe
Radio.
Joe Reka. Joe Reka, that was a friend of yours, yeah.
Yeah, and so he talks about the legend, the seaweed being legendary for curing both physical and emotional pain. He said the seaweed's gone, but the magic's still there in the healing sea. Jets of artisan fresh water bubble up into the ocean in front of the Outrigger Hotel and provide both the dynamics for Waikiki's surfboarding waves and present-day healing rites by native practitioners. He said his wind comes across the waters over Kahana Bay, which is a native Hawaiian fishing and farming community, and he smells the greenery and the fragrances of the land. And he says, understanding the mountain, valley, ocean, wind and rain tells one more about Manly than his name ever could. Yeah, so he's got that belief. And I think Hawaiians live in a couple of different worlds, don't they? This world and the other world, which I assume he's inhabiting now, looking down on us.
Absolutely. You got that right. They don't exist on one plane. That's correct.
Yeah. So I guess we just wanted to mark the fact that Manly was a man who could teach you a lot. And I just implore people who go to Hawaii, scratch the surface. Have a look beneath the sands of Waikiki. And there are some fantastic stories there as Michelle and I and other members of our team have discovered over the years of going there, both as a group and individually. And I've been there many, many times. And there's still stories to be told. And the Hawaiians are such a beautiful, spirited people that I enjoy going there to hear some of these stories. This whole area of Hawaiian culture, I think, is the native Hawaiian practitioners, I think, is really very interesting and worth exploring. So
It is, yes.
So now is Pam going to continue the practice?
She
that they
is.
Set up?
Mm-hmm.
So the last time we spoke to Manly, which I think was a bit over, you spoke to him for the show about 18 months ago. He was then working at Hyatt Centric, which is a hotel right in the center of Waikiki, and he was practicing some of the Hawaiian traditions there. And he talked about that on air, and people can listen to that interview with him. Well, I think if they just type in Manly Kanoa, K-A-N-O-A, they'll come across that interview. We'll leave it up there. What did you learn from him, Michelle? What's your lasting memory of this man?
Oh, his, there's no other word for it, aloha, which means so many things to different people.
Yeah, it means everything, doesn't it?
It does. But it's a feeling to me since I grew up there. It's, and I'm sure you felt it too. It's just, that's what he had. He had a mana. He had a presence. He had a kindness. Just right there.
Right. Anyway, I'm glad that we got the chance to play a song that I think we could readily identify with him. Israel's In This Life. Of course, Israel himself has passed now, or is, as they still refer to him in Hawaii, another giant of a man who was blessed with a beautiful voice. And so I'm glad we got the chance to play that. And I thank you for your time to talk to me about this today. And hopefully it might encourage some people who are listening to just have a bit more of a dig around the Hawaiian culture when they go to visit. It isn't all surf and sand. There's plenty of really interesting stuff going on. And this is a culture that's been around for thousands of years. So say thank you, Manly, and we remember you, and I think we all are very, very much affected and touched by the time and the love you gave to us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Michelle Winner, in tribute to the late Manly Kanoa, a certified Native Hawaiian cultural trainer and good friend of ours, gone too soon. You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.